to continue, if you turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11. Our series, Diligently Seeking God. Hebrews 11, we're going to read verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Amen. Amen. You can be seated. My lesson tonight is, what does it mean to seek God? What does it mean to seek God? A right relationship with God, folks, does not happen by accident. A right relationship with God requires deliberate action. So we need to make more careful decisions about God. Amen? It shouldn't just be, well, whatever. No, it needs to be deliberate. And we need to be deliberate in our actions and not just have wing a whole day or wing a situation. No, let's do this and let's make sure that when we do something, things happen. So in the last lesson, we saw that we must believe that God is. But in this lesson, I want to focus on the word seek. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Seeking God has become somewhat of a fad or in the recent years. But unfortunately, much that is called seeking God is little more than an exercise in self-gratification. So what does it mean to seek God? This will be the lesson on the heart of real religion. It's got to be real. We don't just go through the motions. We don't want coffee shops. This is something that needs to change people's lives. This needs to, when somebody's hurting, it needs to touch them. It needs to be real. Amen? So in seeking God, when you ask what is seeking God, first we need to consider some things that seeking God is not. These things will certainly accompany seeking God. And if things like these weren't present in a person's life, that would indicate a deficiency in that person's seeking. But by themselves, these things don't necessarily mean that a person is seeking God. So you could say, well, what are we talking about? Well, church membership, attendance, isn't necessarily something that you do that doesn't necessarily mean that you're seeking God. It could be just tradition in your family. It could be, you know what I'm saying? It's just something that I know I should do. Bible study and prayer, helping others, doctrinal soundness, personal evangelism, spiritual feelings, love for the truth. So we say, what is seeking God? So if these things aren't necessarily means that a person is seeking God, well, what is seeking God? I believe seeking God is growth in obedience. Okay? Why do you go to church? Out of obedience. Why do you read and study? Out of obedience. It's not just that thing in particular. It's you're doing it because God asked us to do it. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Right? With a desire to love. So growth in obedience with a desire to love and honor God more each day. All right? A deep longing to be closer to God, closer to Him than our sins have allowed us to be in the past. So a conscious, deliberate goal is what we need to reach for. All right, Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14 says, brethren, I count not myself to apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, here it is, and reaching forth into those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. understand that living for God is a calling. You know, so many people are, you know, what is my calling? Well, one thing is living for God, being obedient to Him. Well, how do I know how to be obedient? To get into the Word. Okay? You're seeking. You have that deliberate goal. You have a longing. You're doing, when you're obeying God, you're doing it out of love. When you're obeying God, you're doing it out of honor to Him. Amen? Amen? And so it's a conscious, deliberate goal every day that we reach for. Now, some similar expressions in the Scripture, like a fervent longing or desiring God. Psalms 27 verse 4 says, "One thing I ask the Lord, that is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple." Or there's a wholehearted affection for God, loving God with all of our hearts. Matthew 22:23-39, Jesus, or 37-39, I'm sorry. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God," how? "With all of your heart, and with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." Then there's the earnest appeal, calling upon the Lord. In Psalms 145:18 says, "The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth." All right? Isaiah 55:6 says, "Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call on Him while He is near." And then when we seek God, we are seeking to relate ourselves rightly to His glory. Philippians 1:20-21 says, "For I fully expect and hope that I will never be ashamed, but that I will continue to be bold for Christ as I have been in the past. And I trust that my life will bring honor to Christ, whether I live or die." Amen? So that's why when we seek God, we're looking to relate ourselves to His glory. Amen? So why seeking God is so important? You see, if we must seek God, it's not because He is hard to find. He's not playing hide and seek with us, okay? But God has some things that He just, you know, He puts in Scriptures, and they're like nuggets and things of that nature. And as we learn the Word and grow in the Word, we figure, hey, oh, God likes us to do this. Oh, God doesn't want me to do that. I've been doing that. And you stop certain things, not because of rules and standards. You stop them because God said, you know what? I really wouldn't want you to do that anymore. That's no problem, God. I love you. Acts chapter 17, verse 27. God did this so that men would seek Him and perhaps reach out for Him and find Him, though He is not far from each one of us. You see, God desires fellowship only with those who deeply desire such fellowship. All right? God wants us to love Him. He wants us to serve Him. But He wants us to do it because we desire to. All right? You don't want to be in a relationship with anybody that doesn't really care to be in it. You're going to live a miserable life. Amen? So God wants that relationship. He wants that fellowship with somebody that wants it. Seeking God is a first principle issue. So having to do with the heart, this is surely among weightier matters, as the Scripture talks about. Amen? Matthew 23:23 says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other issues undone." So here, and this is just how we talked about earlier. Sometimes, well, we think because we come to church, that's loving God. And it is. Okay, but that's not the sole purpose. These men, they paid tithes and all these other things, but they let the weightier matters off. You see, God wants us, he's a jealous God. He wants us to serve him in every aspect of our life. Okay? He wants, you know, when you it's just like that husband and wife relationship, you want somebody to love you with everything that's in them. And sometimes we feel, hey, wait a minute, you seem to blow me off a little bit or whatever. No, you want them, okay? And that's what God wants. He wants us in every aspect. Now, some first principle passages in Deuteronomy chapter 10, 12 and 13 says, and now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all of thy heart and with all of thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Another first principle passage is Micah chapter 6, verse 8. He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to justify and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. Another first principle passage is Matthew 22, 37 through 40. Jesus saith unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Amen? So when you see something like love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, it don't leave any room. Come on. It doesn't leave any room for anything else. So much more fundamental than many of these basics that we emphasize, a prior consideration. God promises to the seeker. In Jeremiah 29, 12 and 13, then ye shall call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me. Listen to this. And I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with half a heart. Huh? All of your heart. Matthew 7, 7 through 8. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one of you that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. See, God's blessings are for those that really desire him, really want to live for him. So are we seeking God or not? Well, let's do a self-test. You see, our need for an honest self-inventory. Anybody ever do inventory? Huh? Well, it's really looking into what you have. Amen? What you're doing. All right? Are we seeking to fill our minds more and more with knowledge of God? Are we seeking to bring our thoughts, our words, our deeds more into line with the will of God? Are we seeking more and more to engage worship unto God? Are we seeking more and more to be with the people of God? Come on. God is seeking those who are seeking him. Okay? So if we go over to him again, are we seeking God to fill our minds more and more with his knowledge, the knowledge of God? Are we seeking to bring our thoughts and our words and our deeds more in line with the will of God? Are we seeking more and more to engage in worship unto God? And are we seeking more and more to be with the people of God? That is a test. That's a self-inventory test. And that'll help you. I think if you can answer yes to those, you're doing pretty good. You see, God is seeking those that are seeking after him. Malachi 3, verse 16 says, "Then those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name." Amen? That's those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. Amen. I'm so glad to know that we can serve a God who listens, who wants to hear what we have to say, who wants to know what we need. You see, many of us have grown up in a sound, faithful congregations. But even though we grew up in sound, faithful congregations, we never learned a real desire for God himself. You see, folks, religion is not only about serving God. It is also about desiring God. Amen? Serving is one thing. Anybody can do that. I mean, you know, people, when they had slaves, they didn't necessarily want to be there, but they served. Right? But what about the when we've read about where slaves were told that they could leave, and one of the things they would do is say, "I don't want to leave. I love you, master." And they would say, so they would take and they would put an awl on their ear and punch a hole in it so that they knew. You see, it's not only about serving God, it's doing it because we want to. Because we love him. He's such a great God. We want to be there. We want to be in the house of the Lord. We want to be around people in the body of Christ. Amen. We want to grow closer to God and have his word hidden in our heart. God, I do this because I love you. So it's, you know, growing up and learning to serve God, that's great. That's a great thing and it's a great start. But how about having a real desire for God and the things of God? And you know, when you do that and you have that desire and you try to grow that desire for God, you're going to find some things that maybe was all right to do when you were serving God. But now that I'm serving and desiring God, I don't want this in my life anymore. I don't think this is really pleasing to God. I'm just going to kind of move it on out. Amen? So we need to have more than a desire to serve him, but have a desire to desire him. Psalms 27 verse 4 says, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." Amen. You see, having a deeper desire for God every day is what this life is all about. Amen? That's what it's all about, having a deeper desire for the things of God and just wanting to see God's will. Amen. And so let's stand here today. Thank you again for being here. And I hope that, folks, that we just continue to diligently seek after the things of God. Seek God and diligently search for him. You see, again, there's just looking for things and, you're desiring things. But when you diligently, you're like, I can't stop. I got to have this. I got to find it. All right. Amen. Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you for your word. God, we thank you for these faithful people that are here tonight. God, bless each one. Help us, Lord, to take this and apply it to our life. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed.